and I'm beginning to think I'm the only one in the world these days who isn't contemplating or planning to go on some marathon biking trip. Everywhere we turn here on Shift, we find someone else who's pitting themselves against the highways and the weather to cycle from one end of the country or the other. Well, yesterday we spoke with a guy who's doing it twice because biking across the country once just wasn't enough. Well, today we heard from a couple who puts that to shame. They're starting out on a bicycle trip around the world. Friedel and Andrew Grant left Montreal on September 5th. They've biked here to New Brunswick because Andrew is from Sackville. After a short visit with his family, they're off to England to start their incredible biking journey. We reached Andrew and Friedel Grant on the Trans-Can between Fredericton and Moncton. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello.
Describe this trip for us, your bicycling trip around the world.
Oh, it's kind of a hard one to describe in just a few sentences, but we've been working in England for the last few years, and we just wanted a break, so we thought, let's do something different, and we started doing some research and came up with this idea of cycling around the world. So we're doing this Canadian part now just as a trial run, as it were, but it's going pretty well, so from here we'll carry on.
Now, what do you mean you just came up with this idea, we'll bike around the world? Nobody comes up with an idea like that.
We do. I guess we just started doing a bit of research and on the internet and seeing what people were doing that was a bit different than just getting a plane ticket and going to, you know, three or four different cities around the world.
Andrew, which one of you was the first one to say, gee, why don't we bike around the world?
I think it was Friedel who originally came up with the idea, and I decided it was a good idea, something, change of life, and, you know, just a bit different.
We brought it up over Christmas, I think, and by New Year's, we'd more or less decided that we were going to have a go at this. So,
boy.
So a couple weeks, maybe?
Where do you even begin once you've decided you're going to do such a thing?
Well, first we just read a lot of other people's accounts of going around the world, and there's a lot more people than you would actually think going around the world on their bicycles. There's quite a few out there once you start searching for them. And we ran into a couple of people who had actually done it, and so we just picked their brains on it. And then I think we spent about 3 months maybe just buying things. Just everything you can imagine. Sleeping bags, sleeping mats, tents, everything you need to cook, changes of clothes. I think we've got about 30 kilograms of gear.
Yep.
Altogether.
Between the two of you?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. That somehow makes it easier in my mind, and I don't know why, because the whole trip sounds absolutely exhausting.
Yeah.
These people who you met, what did they tell you about their experience?
Well, they were really enthusiastic about it. Everyone who did it said that it was a fantastic experience, but also that you have to be prepared to deal with a lot of things that maybe you don't typically deal with when you're traveling. Like, you have to be pretty happy to deal with most kinds of bugs and insects, which some people might not be and used to roughing it a little bit. But on the other hand, you just get to come into contact with people in a way that you don't if you're traveling in a car or by train, and that's the really nice side of it.
So, Andrew, what's the general route you're taking?
Well, basically, on this route, we've just been migrating ourselves from Montreal through to Sackville, and we're going to stop there. When we do go back to England, we're going to head south through Germany, through France, Spain, and maybe a bit of Portugal, and into Morocco.
From Morocco, where do you go next?
After Morocco, we'll probably come back up into Europe, Eastern Europe, probably the Ukraine. We really haven't decided on a firm route.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we get in through Ukraine, then head east, whatever the visa situation allows us to do, we'll probably figure that out closer to the time, probably sometime next year. Spring next year, we'll have a better idea as to where we can go, what the quickest route is, and to see how it goes. Eventually getting into Southeast Asia, and hopefully Australia and New Zealand.
What about South America?
South America, we would love to. We'd love to go, you know, the wine region in Chile, or come up that side of the coast. I think that would be quite brilliant. That would be the idea, is we come up through South America, somehow through the States and up to Vancouver probably, and then head east through the rest of Canada, back to Montreal, and hopefully eventually sometime in the near future, maybe not the near future, maybe about a year or so from now, so who knows.
I was going to say near future. This is going to take you 2 years.
Yeah, it? I think a year might be a bit optimistic, actually. I don't know how quickly Andrew's cycling, but you might see me a ways back.
Is that how long it normally takes people, from what you've read, a couple of years to get it done?
I think it really, I mean, everyone has a different way of doing it. Some people take flights between sections and cycle somewhere for 6 months and then take another flight, so obviously that's faster.
Are those the wimps?
Yeah. We'll let you know once we do it.
Okay.
But one of the people we met took 4 years entirely on his own. And I read someone else about a book about someone else who went around the world. This was in the 50s, I think. And he actually got married, if you can believe it, just before he left, and told his wife he'd be back in a couple of years and didn't come back for 16 years.
You gotta be kidding.
No, I'm serious. He didn't mention in the book, though, whether she was still there when he got back. Anyway, we got married first, so that's all right.
You never discussed this before your marriage, huh?
No, I always knew that we were going to have, we were never going to stand still. So okay. It was always going to be an adventure. So this is just part of the adventure.
So you realized that each other was not a white picket fence kind of person.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I've been looking at some pretty nice houses, though, coming to the Maritimes. Thinking, that looks pretty nice, pretty comfortable after a night in the tent. So we'll see. Someday we may settle down and get a house, but not for a while yet.
What do your families think of this?
They're pretty...
You haven't even stopped to ask them, have you?
We're just going to tell them when we get to Sackville.
Oh, you mean they don't know?
No, they okay. do. No, they do. But I think they're used to our adventures.
Yeah.
Why do you think some people can do this and others can't? I mean, I can tell you now. It wouldn't occur to me. If it did, I wouldn't do it.
I think it's just not for everybody. You know, it's plain and simple. We're all different, aren't we? And some people like to be at home with their friends and family, and I think that makes a difference. They're just naturally homebodies. We don't have huge families, so we don't have maybe the ties that some people do to where we grew up.
But it would almost have to be a need, I would think. I mean, you must need to do this. Why would you put yourself through it otherwise?
But you make it sound like it's a bad thing. I love it. I love being out on the road and getting lots of fresh air and exercise, and it's fantastic. And I get to meet all these fantastic people and talk to them. And to me, every day is an adventure, and that's just so much more exciting than sitting in a desk at an office.
Behind a computer and getting back strain and arm strain. And
yeah, sometimes you just think that life is too short, isn't it, to spend your whole day tied to a desk. And I think for us, this is really what life is about, you know, make the most of it every day and go out there and really live it.
I'm feeling miserable now.
It's okay. You'll settle into a nice comfy bed tonight. You can think of us in our tent.
So you're carrying on towards Sackville. You're not too far from that destination, at least.
No. Another couple more days. Hopefully we'll be there for Sunday and then a little bit of relax and recoup.
Why not just phone ahead and tell them to come pick you up?
Oh, no, that's giving up the challenge then. No, we've got to cycle it, definitely.
Well, I sincerely hope you guys keep in touch on your travels. That would be wonderful to periodically hear from you, either through email or the odd phone call.
Sure, we've got a website if you want to follow us.
You
Am
do
I allowed
have a...
to plug the website?
Absolutely.
Okay, it's www.traveling, with two L's, traveling2, and 2 is spelled out T-W-O.com.
traveling2two.com.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Marvelous.
So we can write you and see where we are.
We can write you as well.
Yeah.
Terrific. Thanks so much for speaking with us this afternoon, and have a safe journey.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Friedel and Andrew Grant are biking to Sackville to see Andrew's family before they head out on a biking trip around the world. And if you know of anyone who's going to bike even further than that, give us a call. Maybe they're going to bike in outer space, for instance. If you know anyone who's doing that, just give us a call. Whatever the feat, we're interested here on Shift at 1-800-632-7743 or email at shift@cbc.ca.